In Northwest News from KPLU, her husband was murdered. Now, in a stranger-than-fiction twist, the killer is suing her from prison for causing him emotional distress. Here's KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle.
It was back in September of 1995 that Paula Henry's husband, Robert, was gunned down outside his office at North Coast Electric in Tacoma. Robert's former business associate, Larry Shandola, was eventually convicted of the crime, but in the 5 years it took police to bring charges, he actually worked alongside Paula Henry at Tacoma Public Utilities.
He was the prime suspect in her husband's murder, but she saw him almost on a daily basis, and he did things to annoy and harass her back then. Sit across from her at the lunch table, stare at her from across the room.
That's Paula's attorney, John Ladenburg, who's now representing her in a lawsuit filed against her by her husband's killer. It was from prison in 2013 that Larry Shandola first sued Henry because she wrote a letter to the Washington Department of Corrections objecting to Shandola's request for a transfer to Canada. She was worried it would be harder to keep track of him.
He's claiming that Paula defamed his character and inflicted emotional distress on him.
And that she invaded his privacy. Shandola's suit was thrown out under the state's anti-slap statute, which essentially bars frivolous lawsuits. But recently, the state Supreme Court ruled the anti-slap law is unconstitutional. So Larry Shandola is again taking Paula Henry to court. Attorney Ladenburg says with so many prisoners becoming jailhouse lawyers, perpetrators suing victims or their relatives isn't as unusual as you might think. And, of course, prisoners do have a right to use the courts. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.